Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back, Fred.
All right. We start off this week with something that is of great interest to our audience. We did a survey a number of years back, and water was the biggest issue for people who filled out that survey. They said, we need to do better coverage of water. And this is very interesting. You have a story in the paper this week about how New Mexico State University has a new way to be able to see if our aquifer is dropping.
Indeed. And one of the early conclusions is that it is dropping because of the drought. And it's Professor Samani from NMSU, Civil Engineering Department. And he is, there's a quote here that really makes sense. He says, the aquifer is like a bank account. And so, you know, when it's dry, it starts dropping. And when we get our rain and snowpack, the river fills up.
Yeah, and as I understand, they're using like satellite technology, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And we have a graphic of the, it's called the Messiah Bolson Aquifer.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, we'll look at that. More information in the Las Cruces Bulletin. And, of course, KRWG will be reporting more on that as well. City
Absolutely.
Of Las Cruces had a big week this past week. A new position in the city has been filled by a familiar face, and a position that's been around for a long time gets a new person who's in that job.
Yes, Philip Sanfilippo is the new and the first Economic Development Director. He was interim. He had that title, but he has now been officially put into that position. Stuart Eade, the new city manager, kind of broke out that department into a dedicated department.
And, of course, he was involved with the Convention and Visitors Bureau applying for this position.
So. Yeah, he has a long track record. And then they also have a new city attorney, and that is Jennifer Vega Brown. And she replaces William Rusty Babington.
Yes, and I understand she was a city attorney in Rio Rancho.
Yes, she was. She's got quite a resume, too.
All right. We have a new series in the Las Cruces Bulletin that we have the first installment of that this week. And it is to meet your Las Cruces firefighters.
Yeah, Mike Cook came up with this, and he is interviewing various individuals in the fire department, and some of them are unique individuals for their background or whatever. And we're going to run this every 2 weeks, and we're starting this weekend or this Friday with Louis Burke, and it's a nice kind of a human interest feature. He was a prize fighter in an earlier life.
Wow!
And a top boxer, so he's an interesting character.
Yeah.
We're going to do that every 2 weeks.
All right. And Las Cruces has a great record with fire protection, which keeps our homeowners insurance rates lower. So thank you for that. All right.
Yeah, they deserve all the credit they can get.
Absolutely. Our downtown art ramble, you have a feature on the cover of Life is Good in Las Cruces.
Yes, and it's a monthly, as most of the listeners know. It's a monthly ramble, art ramble, the first weekend really of the month, and Gail Makowski, who is now in Las Cruces, a Vermont native, is going to be featured on the Friday Art Ramble, and then Karen Conley, the other featured artist for April.
Okay, we wrap up this week with a gem in our area, the Fountain Theater in Mesilla. They get such wonderful independent and foreign films. And this week we have a documentary, just like you. This sounds fascinating to me. I am going to go see this.
Yes, it's called Patterson, and it is a kind of, I'm sure with the director, Jim Jarmusch, I've seen his work before, and he's kind of a film noir kind of a filmmaker. He likes stark imagery, and he's done a lot of black and white films, and he just kind of has that perfect eye for everyday life. And this is supposed to be a snapshot of everyday life in Patterson, New Jersey, through the eyes of a city bus driver. And I'm gonna, I can carve out the time this weekend. I'm definitely gonna go over.
Yeah,
I love that that theater. It's just a treasure.
It is, and it sounds like a great theme for a film. I love those kind of slice of life documentaries. Really, great
absolutely.
Stuff.
As a writer, I like that too. I like slice of life.
All right, Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he's with us every week here on KRWG. Marty, thanks.
Thank you.